We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this next segment by members of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Celebration Committee. We've got Kevin Bryant in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Debbie Nuss. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here, Brandon. Thank you.
And we are glad to have you both in. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is a week from today, January 20th. And I know that there will be celebrations of his life all across the country. And Manhattan has a pretty nice celebration that we do each year.
Yes, we do. Actually, Manhattan starts its celebration with a community celebration on Saturday, January 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. in Peace Memorial Auditorium at City Hall. And this event is where we recognize the students and community members who submitted their work to our art and writing contest. This is an annual event that we have. And the theme of this year's art and writing contest was Life's Most Persistent and Urgent Question is, what are you doing for others? And so students starting in kindergarten through high school submit either art or writing pieces that then we have a committee that judges those works. And then we give awards to students, best of show in each grade. We do grade groupings. And then we give awards for first and second place too. But the other thing to know is that we recognize all the students that participate in the art and writing contest. Just to give you an idea, this year we had a total of 140 entries in that art and writing contest. And that represented a total number of students of 148 students. Sometimes a classroom will do a project together, a writing project, in the case of Ogden Elementary School, David Atchison, the music teacher at Ogden, he has the Power Panther.
Purple Power Panther.
Group.
Okay.
I don't do tongue twisters very well. anyway, but they read a couple of songs in connection with the theme. So we are so excited that we had so many schools represented in this year's contest. We had Amanda Arnold, Bergman, Marlette, Ogden, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson. We had children who are homeschooled entered. KinderCare Learning Center entered this year. This is a first. I don't ever recall KinderCare being involved. Manhattan Catholic Schools, Anthony Middle School, and Manhattan High School. So we had very, very good participation this year in our art and writing contest. Then the other thing that we do at the community celebration on Saturday is we recognize an individual or individuals in the community with our Spirit of Community Award. And the Spirit of a Community Award is intended to recognize individuals that demonstrate service and long-term commitment in uniting the diversity of our community for the greater good. They express a history and track record of bringing people together in a non-polarizing manner. And then the final one, they just need to be a resident of Manhattan Riley County. We have been giving this award since 2006, so this will be our 13th year of giving the award. We don't announce the winner until the day of the event, so I'm not gonna break any confidences today by telling you. But we really have some outstanding people in our community who really work to support the spirit of what Martin Luther King stands for. And so we really want to recognize people who have done the work in the community and often do it not expecting any recognition or accolades. And so this is one of the things that the committee likes to do. Then in addition, we have a guest speaker this year who is Lem Shepherd. And the title of his presentation is The Harlem Renaissance. Mr. Shepherd is part of the Humanities Kansas Speakers Bureau, and the Martin Luther King Memorial Committee was fortunate enough to get a grant from the Humanities Kansas Speaker Bureau that underwrites Mr. Shepherd's presentation with us on Saturday. And so Mr. Shepherd is a musician, a guitarist, a historian, and he's going to talk about how the part of American history known as the Harlem Renaissance exposed the world to the arts and culture of African Americans, and then using jazz, blues, spirituals, and poetry that spanned the 20s, he's going to explore the contributions that Kansas artists made to the Harlem Renaissance movement. So that should be a very interesting presentation and take us back to probably a part of history I know that I'm not familiar with in terms of Kansas.
Yeah.
And then, sprinkled in between all of those things, we will have, we'll do some singing, we'll have a liturgy, and it'll just be a great time for fellowship at the celebration.
All right. Well, the Harlem Renaissance, that sounds like a great event here. And of course, jazz so important to the history of Kansas City. And, I imagine that probably spread out a little bit, maybe out this way as well.
Oh, yeah. And then the local connection that we're going to bring to it, Javel Rome, just ties it all in. We like to think that we like to stick with the local flavor. Bishop Darrell Martin will be speaking at our prayer breakfast on Monday, on the 20th. The tie into Kansas and Kansas' historical significance is very important, to not only for the community's identity, but also our committee's identity.
All right. And the prayer breakfast, you said that'll be Monday morning. That's at the Four Points at Sheridan here in Manhattan. And so Bishop Dr. Darrell Martin, the guest speaker there. And that's a pretty well-attended event each year, isn't it?
It is. I think last year there were about 60 people that attended the prayer breakfast. It starts at 8 o'clock there at the hotel. We do offer a breakfast buffet for $10 per person, but you do not have to purchase the breakfast buffet in order to attend the prayer breakfast and hear Bishop Dr. Martin speak. So if you're interested in coming to what really tends to be a very moving event, the message from that event, whoever our speaker has been, has always been a powerful one, and people walk away feeling like they really understand and appreciate the meaning of why we celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
All right. Again, we're talking with Debbie Nuss, Kevin Bryan here from the MLK Memorial Celebration Committee here in Manhattan. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that art and writing contest just a little bit. Are you always fascinated by the way these kids put things together here in terms of the art and the writing? Because, you know, it's very – they live in an era where maybe they haven't experienced racism as much to the level as it was 50-plus years ago, and, you know, the way things have changed over time.
Well, they definitely identify with King's words and his teachings, which is what we're trying to bring across, is the spirit of nonviolence, the spirit of sticking to it, though. You know, there's always been difficulties that King's occurred, that's happened with King, and to be able to understand that, you know, the fight doesn't stop. So that's important.
Very good.
One of the things, or several of the things this year, for example, in the winning group for artwork, kindergarten through second grade, spreading kindness one act at a time was a theme that they picked that related to our theme. And it included photos of students modeling that kind of behavior, such as taking turns, helping one another, sharing, being nice at the drinking fountain in the library, in the lunchroom, and in the hallways. But then there are also several wonderful interpretations of this year's theme by Sandra Copeland's art students at Manhattan High School. And they always come up with some very creative, thoughtful, and really thought-provoking works out of those art classes. So you know, we see the range of the kindergarten, first and second graders clear up to the high school students. But all of their work then is very reflective of the theme. And I just wanted to share with you a portion of the best of show for writing. And this also is reflective of many of the students were drawing parallels between Nelson Mandela, Greta Thunberg right now, and Martin Luther King. So while we think of Martin Luther King somewhat being in the past, we also know that there are people working very hard to advocate for causes like Greta Thunberg. And so students were able to make that connection between King's work and what's going on currently today. So here's a portion of the Best in Show for writing. You may have heard of Nelson Mandela. He was South African. He was 95 when he died. He lived to grant humans equal rights. He yearned, he cared, he persevered. He has given hope to future generations, which clearly resonates with King's words in so many ways. So very powerful work by the students in our community.
And definitely the impact is seen through the mural. We have it was an 8x16 mural that we've converted into a 7x14 mural that's going to be more portable. That was actually originated from 2007 from the walk that renamed 17th Street as Martin Luther King Memorial Drive. We've redone it. It's more portable. So we'll get to see not only the local works of today, but also the works of the past also.
Very good. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more here with Debbie Nuss and Kevin Bryan here on In Focus. We're talking MLK celebration here in Manhattan. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.